The Spartans only wanted one thing from their sons. They wanted us to grow into the strongest fighting force of the ancient world, to prepare us for our future. We were taught how to survive with only the barest of necessities. We were given one tunic to last us the year, and if it became damaged or lost or we outgrew it, we had to go without one. We were only permitted a bed provided we made it ourselves, and once we reached puberty, we were no longer allowed shoes for our feet. He laughed bitterly. I can still remember how badly my feet would ache in the winter. We were forbidden a fire or blanket to keep us warm, so we tied rags around our feet at night to keep them from frostbite. Then, in the morning, we would carry away the bodies of the boys who had died of exposure in their sleep. Grace cringed at the world he was describing. She tried to imagine what it must have been like to live in it. Worse, she remembered the fit she'd pitched at age 13 for a pair of $80 a flagon of milk, sometimes money.
That's sweet.
Yes, it was. But every time I saw what they did for him, it cut through me. I wanted my parents to feel like that about me. I would gladly have given up my life to have my father just once look at me without contempt in his eyes, or to have my mother care enough to come see me at all. The closest I could ever get to her was a visitor temple at Demaria. I used to spend hours staring at her statue and wondering if that was really what she looked like, wondering if she ever gave me a passing thought.